You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, something came up on our show. We were talking about kids getting into trouble. I think we were talking about sleepovers. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy was like, oh, you know, kids get into trouble. I'm like, really? Like, what kind of trouble, really?
Well, you go out TPing and egging houses and cars and drinking and looking at naughty things, watching naughty things.
We did hear stories about the watching of the naughty things.
All sorts of shenanigans happen during sleepovers.
Yeah, we had a story this morning about how nothing good happens after 12 o'clock. Your brain goes haywire after 12. So I guess when you throw in, you know, a 10-year-old, 12-year-old's brain going crazy.
Hell's going to break loose.
We thought it would be fun to focus today and do an entire segment on how did you get in, quote, trouble as a kid. Now, obviously, we don't want any tragic stories, but just the things you did as a kid that got you into serious hot water.
If you burned the house down, I kind of want to hear how that started. But one came in this morning, Scott, already on text while we were waiting to do this. He says, when I was young, I found my dad's coin collection in the garage, silver dimes, buffalo nickels, other rare coins. My friend and I proceeded to go spend them all at the ice cream truck. Spent more than $20. And I wrote back, said something like, oh, I bet your dad was mad. He said, oh, yeah, I was grounded from that friend for the rest of the summer. And then he wrote back again and said, he's in prison now.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably for the best. Stop hanging out with that kid. He's a bad influence.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. We're going to have some laughs with you this morning. We want to know what you did as a kid that really got you into trouble. You can still look back to this day and say, yeah, I remember. And if you want to blame it on another kid, that's totally fine, too, or it could just be you. I know for me, I got in trouble a few times, but the one that kind of pops into my brain now, because as I look back, it was so funny, was going down to Cat Claw Creek, which was near, you got to admit, that's a great name for a creek. It was Cat Claw Creek, and right alongside of it, there was a, it's like a department store, kind of like a Walmart in a way, but it was, obviously a mom and pop type thing. But they had a car repair shop in the back, and they had a whole bunch of tires stacked up. And it was some Sunday or something, everything's closed. And I saw those tires as a kid, and I thought it'd be hilarious to roll those down the hill, down the embankment, into the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceeded to probably roll 6 or 8 of their tires down into the creek and thought that was just the funniest thing. I wasn't thinking about that I was stealing or breaking the
consequences.
Law. To me, I'm just a kid
polluting.
Playing. I was just playing. Of course, my sister, as usual, ratted me out. And I remember my dad grabbing me by the arm and hauling me back to Cat Claw Creek and standing there and watching as I walked down into the creek and had to drag every tire back
as
up.
You should. As you should.
I won't forget that. What about you?
Well, I'm thinking, I made a little list this morning. I recall driving around throwing empty VHS boxes at things because we had a buddy that worked at like a Blockbuster or something, and he had a box of empty plastic VHS containers, and we were throwing them at everybody. It was like in the middle of the night. I did the hammer on the brand new hardwood floors at the house where I was throwing the hammer up in the air and watching it spin, but it kept hitting the floor, hitting the brand new hardwood floors that my dad put in. And then the third one, I remember getting caught making my sister lick the bottom of my shoe as some sort of dare, and my parents were like standing there watching me, and I didn't know it. And to this day, I can still remember the big lick mark on the bottom of my shoe. I got in trouble for those three things. But other than that, I was a saint. Come on.
A text message. She said, I put Play-Doh bits and pieces on my friends Barbies and Kens. You know what she means by bits and pieces.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're privates.
She says, her mom walked up behind me. I was sent home.
Why? She's covering them up.
It's just science.
Or were they anatomically correct? Like, was she molding? Like, all of a sudden, Ken has a pee-pee ding-ding now?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I love it. Funny.
I have a few people talking about, a couple people have mentioned, like, destroying their siblings' record collections.
Uh-oh.
I got in trouble for the same thing. My sister used to listen to the same record over and over and over again. Yes, back in the days of vinyl, even though vinyl's coming back. And I was snuck in a room. I got sick of it, and I snapped it in half. And, man, I got in bad trouble for that, man.
John says, I ran the car through the front window of the house when I was 17. Had the car taken away for over a year.
Oh, my God.
Marsha, I think she wrote in, my brother was showing me how to do a movie punch across the jaw and told me to try. He wound up flying backwards over his bed. I mean, I tried. And Nicole got in trouble for going into an abandoned mental hospital and having the cops show up. Ooh, it's like a dare thing, I guess.
That's
creepy.
Plot of a movie,
yeah, you
it?
Could die in there.
Here's Teresa says, with her sister, blah, blah, blah. Her sister's tennis shoe was at the bottom of the basement stairs. She goes, I pooped in one of them.
Hey.
Because she never got along with her sister. So she
that's
dropped
one of those,
deuce in one of the shoes.
As a parent, you want to punish, but you're too busy laughing. You're like, how do we punish this? It's so funny.
You know, she says, I got the wrath of mom on that one, and I'm pretty sure a giggle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lines are filled. Let's take a few calls this morning. The stories you have of getting in trouble as a kid. Nicole, good morning. What did you do?
So I was out in the front yard at my grandma's house playing with one of my friends in the sprinkler, and this neighbor boy was riding his bike back and forth, making fun of us, calling us names. And she convinced me it was a great idea to moon him, and that would make him go away.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
That was a great idea. Yes.
Me being the naive little second grader that I was, I decided to move my swimsuit to the side and show him my butt.
Yeah, you did.
He then went home and told his mom.
Oh.
And his mom showed up at my grandma's, and I got in big trouble.
What a little...
I still moon people to this day.
Me too.
I see no problem with it personally.
I do the modern way of doing it. When I know my friends are on vacation, I go over and ring their ring doorbell, and then I moon it. And then take off. So wherever they're at on vacation, they get a picture of my butt.
Way, right?
The modern way. Yeah, yeah.
Nicole, thank you for the call. We appreciate you being on the show, okay?
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
See you later.
Have a great day. Thank you so much. Here's Christine. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
Morning, Christine. What did you do? Christine?
Oh, no. Hers was so good.
Where is
Maybe
she?
We can check back. Josh isn't here yet, so.
Don't hang up, Christine.
Don't
We're
hang
gonna
up.
Come back. Maybe get you in a better
hers was hilarious.
Cell spot. Brandy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you do?
Well, I lived about 5 blocks away from my school when I was in elementary school, and I would pick flowers from people's yards as I went through, and there was this one old lady who caught me and told me they'd never do it again. Where do you live? I'm going to tell your mother.
Oh, my
God. And I told her I lived in the apartment complexes next door.
So she's like wandering around, knocking on doors.
She's ringing every bell. Sure.
Yeah, stealing all my flowers.
I never got in trouble by my mom, just them.
My goodness.
Flower power, Brandy. It's flower power. You want to try Christine one more time?
Yeah.
Christine, did we get you back?
Nah, she's gone, though.
Duh, that's a drag. That's a big, bad drag. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning.
So what'd you do to get in trouble?
A friend of mine and I were playing Barbies in her basement, and we were pretending they were camping, so we decided to get one of her parents' ashtrays and start a little fire in the ashtray. And we thought we put it out, but we thought we would hide it in her parents' closet in the basement.
Oh,
and her mother's
no.
smoke coming out.
Oh, no.
Worst thing about it is my father was the fire marshal, so having to stand in front of him and tell him what we did.
Yeah, you should know better.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Vicky, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
See you later.
You have a great day as well. Thank you for your time. Ashley wrote in, and she said, I told my little brother that the air vent in his room was for going to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Perfect. Yes. I'm sure he used it.